Pints and Bites Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Al, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
My neck, my back, bite my Becky and attack. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling
I'm
with the sincerity and hilarity
that
is deserved. Don't shake your head, Lindsay.
I'm just so impressed with the amount of thought that you put into that.
You really did.
There was prep.
I honestly, the 2 minutes while we were all talking right now, I was trying to think of it. Because it's, you know, it was Valentine's Day. I was going to do a couple different things. I was going to look up the old Mark Henry sexual chocolate.
Mm. Nice.
I was going to do Valvenus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've done that one yet.
It rhymes with penis.
But it does rhyme with penis.
I don't know if any of you ever thought of that
before. Did you ever watch, you know, at first I thought his Titantron was just a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's all symbolism for fucking.
That can't be true. They don't let that on the television.
That's crazy.
They don't put
flower opening, train goes in the tunnel.
That's madness.
A screw going into wood.
No, it's a tone poem.
Yeah, I think it's just
it's
stuff
a tone
he likes,
poem.
Right? I assumed it was his hobbies.
Oh, my goodness. Those are all the things he likes. I'm so dumb. I am so embarrassed. I apologize to everybody. Welcome to Tights and Fights. Like I said before, the voice you're hearing right now, that's me, the Valentine's Day Massacre, Hal Lublin. And I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation. We finally have a quorum. The Monday Night Dressiah, Danielle Radford.
Oh, hello.
Hello. And the Kelk of the Wild, Lindsay Kelk.
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. That's how I will answer all questions today.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah.
A tiny sad wolf that's far away.
I want like one of those like instead of a three wolf moon shirts, I want a three Kelk moon
three
shirt.
Three Kelk moon. Just, but very far away.
Very
small
far
Kelks
away.
Because they're far.
Tiny Kelks.
Like, giant moon, small Kelks.
Or is it far away? It's both.
Yeah.
It's both. Perspective.
Big world, little Kelks coming soon.
Ain't that the truth?
DLC. Yeah. We're in WrestleMania season. We're in a really weird place. We got that weird show taking place in a land far away. Where no shows should be taking place at this time. And they're kind of building that up, but then they've got one eye on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was talking with Lindsay about this, and it was like, are they doing Elimination Chamber? And it's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We've had zero build to it at all, unless it's like, is Carmella the one who's going to be challenging Bayley? Is it definitely going to be Naomi? Are they holding Naomi off for WrestleMania? Is WrestleMania going to be sought? Like, we don't know where we are right now.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot harder to be as invested in things going on, even when the shows are good. Do you both agree with that?
Yeah, I'm not following what's happening over there too well. And part of it is because they're doing such a big build for the Saudi show, and I just have no interest in that. Yeah. Is that how they're paying for the XFL?
I think I finally
put that together. I think that's how they're paying, because I want to watch the XFL, but
not if it's blood money. I don't know. It's instead of being a road to WrestleMania, it's an 8-line road. It's an 8-lane highway or freeway that each lane goes in a different direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know which lane I'm supposed to be in. I know it's not the blood money lane.
Yes.
I know I'm not going there, but I would love to stop off at Elimination Chamber en route, perhaps in the cell of a Cracker Barrel, before I get to WrestleMania. Because then I would look forward to stopping off at Cracker Barrel / Elimination Chamber and then be pumped to reach my final destination of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't have a fucking clue what's going on. And I'm watching Raw at the minute, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I understand it's Bayley Carmella is happening on SmackDown this week, so it's a holding,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, we don't know anything about Elimination Chamber. 3 weeks out, we should be seeing four-man tag, like, you know, 8-man tags or whatever. We should be seeing the really shitty, pointless matches where all of the participants of the chamber are fighting each other, the gauntlets to see who's getting into the chamber, the elimination matches to get into chamber.
Everyone running in separately, because that's the only way you can mimic the chamber without bringing the chamber out.
We only have 3 weeks, so why have I not seen the people who are definitely going to be in it, even though they're going to pretend they don't know that they're definitely going to be in it, fighting people who definitely aren't going to be in it for a chance to be in it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's time. I demand my predictable matches. I demand them, sir.
What is our WrestleMania card that we know of right now?
Do we know of anything?
Do we know of anything so far? We have Drew and Brock. Yeah. That's one. We have Edge and Randy Orton.
Ugh. I was trying to make the sound of crickets, and then I realized I don't know what crickets sound like, so I just went...
Yeah.
There we go.
This is turning into the Arrested Development chicken debacle.
Yeah, it's weird to not know this much.
Because technically, even Charlotte, has she confirmed with Rhea? Is it locked in? I don't think it is. I think they're just fucking with each other right now.
Right. No, I think they're circling one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rhea showed up and beat Sarah Logan. Charlotte cut a promo. Aww. Charlotte's already been on NXT. They're going to fight each other. You don't know whether it's going to be on the takeover of WrestleMania. Yeah. You feel like probably it's going to be the WrestleMania card.
I would love to see it headline the takeover. But
I would too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Mania, which is great. That's a great opportunity for Rhea. Someone pointed a sign already. Just tell me where we're pointing.
Just point at that goddamn sign. It's not up for lols, is it? I've not put that sign up for the good of my own health.
Didn't he have a line about that? That every time they put it up, he has to point at the sign like it's a contractual obligation.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for.
Ask Ronda. That's all she remembered. They were like, Ronda, we're going to send you out. You don't have to say shit.
Yeah.
You got to point at the sign.
Make a face like Veruca Salt and then point at the sign.
You want it now.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you have to do.
And make sure to wear the shittiest makeup and the worst hair you can possibly have.
Oh, God, I've erased it from my brain.
And then go out there and
so
point at the
bad.
Sign.
But yeah, what else? I don't know. I don't know who has belts. Right
it does look like Becky's challenger at WrestleMania is going to be Shayna Baszler, which is a match we all want.
Yes.
The obviously, the reference that I made at the top, the musical reference, was Shayna Baszler taking a bite. She bit
her. Mm-hmm.
Becky's neck.
They're slowly taking that mouthpiece out.
Oh, no! What the world?
Shayna Baszler is biting Becky Lynch!
Oh, ref!
Oh, my God!
A freaking vampire! Get her out of there!
She usually does other things to
next. Nom.
Yeah,
she went the full om nom nom on the back of Becky's
She
neck.
Cookie monstered Becky.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch's are a sometimes food.
Why does she?
It was, I mean, I would like to get Chris Wolf's take on this. That's who I would like to speak to. I think you'll find the eating people gimmick has been taken. I have very negative thoughts about it.
Say more.
I love Shayna. I think Shayna is an absolute star.
Agree.
I think she is the closest, and I hate comparing the women to the men, but we're still on the starting ground floor of the women, so it's all we've got.
Yeah.
She's the closest thing I think we have to a Brock that can be a dominating presence who doesn't is a completely uncompromised version of who and what she is.
Mm-hmm.
She is perfectly realized as she is. And then she came up and Vince was like, I don't know, have a biter. Have a biter. I'm like, don't have a biter. She's a technician.
She's a technical wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a submission specialist.
Why is
she biting people?
And Vince was like, technical wrestlers, people hate that on the main roster. And it's like, no, she's really good.
It would turn out if you would actually try it, maybe people would like it.
Because they liked it plenty on NXT. I really hope they back away from this. I mean, I think we have seen this on Raw lately. They're getting better at recognizing their issues and pulling back.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe this is the calming influence of a Paul Heyman.
No.
I don't know, but it does feel like things have been better on Raw lately. So I'm just like, let's step back from the biting and not double down on the biting.
I would be interested, because I'm not going to do it, but if someone would track how much better the product is while the XFL is in season.
Yeah.
I would be very interested to see.
There's an LA Wildcats game on WrestleMania Day. That seems confusing to me.
Let's take a second here to pivot away from wrestling, because we've mentioned the XFL twice. And,
and
I'm
going to keep mentioning it, because it came on it is bonkers.
We should keep talking about it. I remember the original version of the XFL trying to watch it, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And the football wasn't the worst, but everything about the presentation was bad.
Well, because they were trying to do wrestling.
Yes.
And it did, like, cameras in the locker room, and we're gonna talk to the cheerleaders in their locker room, and it's like, that's not...
It was too... because of the era of wrestling that they were trying to impose, that attitude era, that did not work. Is the XFL good now?
It might be good. I really like that as soon as someone fucks up, they take them off the field, and they're like, hey, how you feel about how you just fucked up?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
Even the subtle changes of you have to go for it, like the rules after you touchdown that you're not kicking an extra point, you have to go for it for a point, or you can go further back for 2 points.
Is there a go for it kickoffs song?
Yeah, go for it. Go for the glory. Go for much more. Go for it.
Yeah!
Connect for XFL.
I was really hoping for a Karate Kid-style inspirational power ballad, so thank you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, and if you guys, anybody listening to this, if you're hearing this on Saturday, me and a bunch of other people that work at Max Fun will be at the stadium formerly known as SoFi, what's it called now?
It was StubHub Center.
Yes. Yes, now it's the Dignity Sports Hell, blah, 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 blah. But look for us
Dignity
there.
Dignity Sports Hell. I think that's a paraphrase.
But yeah, like, did he figure it out? To just do, hey, what is the NFL not doing?
I'm not going to say he did. I mean, there's probably a committee.
Still, the fact that he put it together,
right.
For him to wade back into an area where he publicly and horrifically failed.
I mean, that was legendarily a failure.
And there are
like,
a lot of...
Like, national punchline that still happened for 20 years failed.
Some of which was like, hey, there was a good game, but the ratings were bad at that point. Like,
yeah.
It was too late to get him back.
Yeah.
But the reviews seem to be uniformly... Oh, this is actually not only good football, but the rule changes kind of make sense.
Right.
And there is an intimacy to it in that you don't have to wait for people to collect their thoughts.
Right, everyone is mic'd.
Yeah.
So are we saying it's the NXT of football?
It's the EST of NFL.
I'm way more likely to watch an XFL. Plus, they're so much fucking shorter. And, like, yeah. I'm way more likely to watch.
We watched the Super Bowl. And, again, it was once again reminded me that my life is finite. And, no.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a bad – I am assured by people it was not a bad sports ball game. But, it's been on forever. And then all the guys were like, it's only been 3 hours. And all the girls were like, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how everyone I've ever dated who doesn't watch wrestling. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I could have watched The Irishman and a bit. So I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. So I'm down for a shorter version.
And I feel that way about like a European football game where like it's 90 minutes and then I see like 100. I was like, you lied.
It's 90 minutes. They get like a couple of extra. That's
extra
only if
time.
It's a tie. There's
just,
extra time
me,
if it's a tie.
But right, to me, because I didn't grow up.
Don't you start with my football, which is 45 minutes, 45 minutes,
yeah.
And it only goes to extra time if it's like an important, like there's a reason for it.
I definitely appreciate it more now
than I did
younger.
You're only watching the World Cup, aren't you, Hal? That's why.
That's all I'm watching.
That's generally the
then
only time it's on
you're
TV
see,
to watch.
It's on TV all the time.
Not for me.
All the time.
What am I supposed to do? Not watch the Sixers? Have a weird season?
I mean.
Please. That's my lifeblood.
Anyway.
One really cool thing about the XFL, too, is that they actually put the gambling stuff, like, up on the screen. So they'll tell you, like, what the spread is.
Let's just start.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it. Let's gamble. You all know what. They may as well just start with Vince coming out going, like, you all know what this is.
Right.
Yep.
But that's the whole show.
Yeah. All right, let's shift back to wrestling.
There's a lot of good wrestling this week.
There's a lot. The Seth Rollins and company story continues with Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders.
Yes.
Seth Rollins and Blake Murphy.
Buddy Murphy.
Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a
and
deep
Buddy
cut
Murphy.
Now. That is now a deep cut.
Now his name is just Murphy.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah, they cut his name.
Oh,
because
he got his, the women get weaves and the men lose one of their names.
Yeah.
That's what happens when
if
you come to the main roster.
If someone doesn't fix Becky's tapings, I am going to lose my shit.
You're too active and you're too rich for your hair to look like
that.
Yeah,
seriously. Sorry, continue.
Oh, it's coming loose during the matches?
Well, every time she flips her head, you can see the tracks of her tape-in extensions, and it's really upsetting. Because also, they were, like, super far out. They need replacing. But it's...
She should just get a sew-in.
Yeah, just get a sew-in. Get something. Get, like, bonded.
Yeah.
Do something.
I mean,
do not use tape-ins.
I mean, you're sweating, and you're working really hard.
Tape-ins could get ripped out, too, and that would hurt like a bitch.
Speaking about her fiancé.
Yeah.
Where is this going? He and Murphy are the tag champions.
And then the Viking Raiders, it makes me chuckle.
They won it off of the Viking Raiders.
Yep. A real tag team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. who are an actual tag team. So they're involved. But also Samoa, like nobody really has an issue with the AOP. They're just sort of hired guns. What is the end game here? Are we going to arrest? Do we have to watch
question.
This match again for the WrestleMania? I mean, look, they're all talented guys.
I have an important question as to how Danielle feels about Joe's hair.
Oh, the cornrows?
Got them, yeah.
I don't like it.
I didn't love it.
It doesn't. It lowers the hot factor.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
by at least 0.5, maybe.
He's hair like a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he's a
daddy.
He should
and
have daddy
that
hair.
That does eliminate his daddiness for me.
No, it totally gets rid of his daddiness for me.
It feels like a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, It's like he went to his kid's school and then didn't feel great about himself. So he went and was like, I know what I'll do.
The Usos, their cornrows are enhancement.
Yes.
They enhance how the Usos look because of their entire thing.
Yes.
So for him, it just, I don't know. Sorry, Samoa Joe. You're not cutting anything into anything this week.
Give it a week off.
Yeah.
It's nice. Let it rest. Fallow period.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to memorialize what feels like the final WWE run of Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Started with a bang. WrestleMania winning the titles with Jeff as the Hardy Boys.
What? Oh, my! You got to be kidding me! Things are about to be broken! Team Extreme! Jeff, the Hardy Boys are here!
I've got goosebumps!
You gotta be kidding me!
And then they were like, hey, let's take that thing that worked for some. I didn't like it.
Oh,
I didn't like
it as much. For me. You know I loved it.
And then it fell flat when they tried to do it again.
Well, no, because they diluted it.
Yeah.
Like, they completely, because as soon as they came out, when their music hit, everyone was chanting delete.
Due to my condition, I have laid dormant inside this vessel called Matthew Hardy. But now, thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken! Bray Wyatt, you left me with no choice. I sentence you to deletion!
I cannot begin to tell you. I mean, I was in the crowd, and I cannot begin to tell you how fucking bonkers of a moment it was.
I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum over it, but it's very clear that WWE is not going to be the home for something like that to thrive.
Which is like, that's the whole reason that they picked them up, was because that was doing so well across promotions. Yeah. That's why they picked them up. Yeah, it's such a complete bummer, because like, the thing to do with that is, Matt had complete, him and Rebe had complete creative, and mostly Rebe, complete creative control over that.
Yeah.
They should have just let them continue.
Matt had no control. He was a vessel.
He was a vessel, that's true.
That's all he is.
And then they waited into like one weird like match, which is like, that was the other thing, was like
Bray Wyatt, where they just copied the match but made it not so good.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was so weird.
Yeah. Now he's been given a concerto by Randy.
Right.
Got the RKO. Got taken out. Because
he was defending Edge.
He was defending Edge.
Yeah, that was a bizarre
By reminding
choice.
Everyone that Edge fucked his missus. Yeah. It was so weird.
People were chanting Lita.
Yeah, I know. And she sat at home going like, oh, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Like, why am I part of this?
I want no part of this.
She would like to very much like to be excluded from the narrative. That's what Lita is thinking.
Yeah, yeah, what a weird callback to and for those
him.
Of you, because sometimes people say that they listen, I don't know why, but they just listen to this as a recap, and like maybe they don't know a lot about old stuff.
Oh yeah, you want to go through it?
Go for it. In real life.
Well, in the year 2000, Lita was joined up with the Hardy Boys. They were both high flyers. It seemed to make sense. They became Team Extreme. The same time, Matt Hardy and Lita started a serious shoot relationship with one another that lasted several years. When Matt Hardy was injured, Edge started traveling with Lita. And Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys were all very close friends. Lita and Edge fell for one another. Started a relationship, but Lita and Matt did not break up. Matt went on to Lita's phone and found texts from Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Freaked out. Got fired by WWE for it.
Real life fired.
They put Lita and Edge together on TV. Because at this point, we're already at the point now. This is, I think, 2002.
Yeah, so by this point, it's like the internet's a thing, dirt sheets are a thing.
Yeah. And that was how Matt first went public.
People
put it on his blog.
Yes, that's right, yeah. He was all over social media about it. So they had him show up and a shocking, I still remember watching this, watching Raw, Edge wins the main event, Matt Hardy comes out from the crowd and attacks him. And it felt like, oh wait, did he actually somehow sneak in here and get an attack? Like, it was enough. I was worked at an adult age where I knew.
Right.
You worked, I knew
more
sort of how
the
business worked
the live
a little
sex
bit.
Celebration.
Same amount, oddly. Exact same amount.
Adam, you bastard! I'm gonna make your life miserable. And Lita, you whore! I'm gonna make your life miserable too. And the WWE can kiss my ass.
And if you remember when Matt attacked the two of them, he yelled out, "Adam, you bastard, I'm going to make your life miserable." And
yes.
And it was, you know, this is like such I can't believe this worked so well, but it's he actually nobody called Edge Adam.
This was back in the day when like kayfabe was still kayfabe-ish, and not like it is now where it's like kayfabe.
Well, like the use of real names really didn't get a gut punch until Punk did it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like the fact that he was yelling his real name was a huge, huge deal.
Yeah. So that kicked off a huge program, a big money program that Matt Hardy came out on the losing side of. I think way more. If he won, he won once. Which is very disappointing.
But he did drop that one. I mean, I'm sure we're going to do a big long Edge show at some point, I promise, guys. But the thing I remember from that, the one that he actually did win, was he jumped from the top of a steel cage and landed a leg drop onto Edge's neck. And Matt, to this day, has said that that move fucked him up for life. It's the biggest regret of his career that he went through with that move because, go watch it on YouTube. It's really amazing. But yeah, it was. I don't blame him for regretting doing that.
Edge also not known for a healthy neck.
So. No,
yeah,
exactly.
So just
bad all around.
But that was part of what led to Edge getting to the point of being a main eventer.
Yes,
was through that weird real life shoot.
The Hardys, Matt and Edge help each other one last time.
Yeah,
and in that time, everybody has matured. And I don't know what their personal relationships are.
I think everyone has married at least twice since
then. They've all been married. Twice. They've all had kids, you know, except for Amy. She is not Lita.
No.
I feel bad because I feel like everybody benefited at least somewhat from that storyline.
Except for Lita.
To this day, people won't let her live that down. Yeah. And it's sad. It's really sad.
Because let's not forget, Edge was married when this happened. She was the dirty homewrecker. But it's like she was dating and involved with Matt. I realize that. But he was married to a lady also. And yet somehow he's the stud in this scenario. And poor Lita did not come out of it well.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. The bright side is that they've all come out of it well. Ignorant fans that slut shame or feel the need to be a-holes aside.
Right.
Which is hard to say because they're everywhere.
There's so many.
It shouldn't be something we sleep aside. It should be something we talk about.
I'm sure we will once the Bellas get their Hall of Fame nomination. I'm sure we'll get
it. Oh, that
to
is
it.
Going to be fucking... I'm going to mute a bunch of shit online that day because I'm not putting up with any of that garbage.
A bunch of stuff, and then I'm looking forward to the episode where we discuss it in depth because they love me some Bellas. Anyway, that's a moment to come.
Yeah, you know what? I want to talk about that a little bit.
They're going to get booed while they're fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I know it hasn't been announced, but it's going to. These stories don't break.
No,
I've never seen one of these stories that's inaccurate.
Yeah, like, that doesn't happen.
Like, no. TL Hopper for the Hall of Fame. It's not dream reporting. This is going to happen.
Yes.
And
it was inevitable. Whether it's this year, next year,
and
5 years from now, it's going
to
fucking happen.
I know they had both said they didn't want to be inducted young because they were like, oh, what if we want to come back? But now they're not coming back. Like, Nikki has the cyst on her brain as well as her neck issues. And now they're both, I mean, she's pregnant and Bria's pregnant with her second child.
And Bria's always been the one that's the least
into
the wrestling.
Yeah, was ready to be done. She did. I don't feel like she especially wanted to come back last time. I think she did it for Nikki.
I think she did it for Nikki to give Nikki one last good run.
But I want to address the people out there who may be listeners of this podcast.
I doubt
who,
it.
Who...
If they are,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Sit up and listen.
I bet they're out there.
Papa Hall's got something to tell you.
Shut the fuck up. First of all, who do you think is like? This is the company choosing who goes in. You don't get a fucking vote. So shut your mouth.
Journalists don't get a vote. It's booked.
Very few people in an era where if you're not John Cena, you're not really like they don't build stars anymore. Okay. That's the way it goes. There's no more Hulk Hogan. There's no more The Rock. There's no more Stone Cold. There's no more John Cena. Nobody is also a mainstream media star who is a wrestling star, except for the Bellas. They are two self-made women who worked for everything they fucking got, came in at a time when women were rags, essentially, that got like 2 minutes a time and
nothing else.
Yeah.
Part of a handful of women, maybe Natty's the only other one who is like a major holdover, and Tamina a little bit, who are holdovers from that like that eye candy era to the women's revolution.
And to that point, Natty and Tamina were both legacies.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas the Bellas were not models. Let's all remember the Bellas were not models. They were soccer players.
Yeah, they were athletes.
They were athletes. So when people are like, they're just models, I'm like, no.
They learned how to model in the same way that everyone on that program learns how to model. The men do as well, guys. Yeah, and not only that, but when they realized that the audience wanted more from our women's wrestling and we wanted women's wrestling on par with the quality that they allow the men's wrestling to have, because we know it's possible because we've been watching Joshi. Brie, not as much. But especially Nikki Bella was like, oh, well, fucking if I'm in this, I'm in this. She bulked up. She started getting better. She started getting really, really good. Yeah. It's a damn shame that her injury happened at the time that it happened, because she was at the peak of her game. Yeah. I have said over and over, and I will continue to say it, Haas Nikki was one of my favorite things in the world.
And I thought Brie had good matches too. In fact, when we put stuff over later on, I want to put over something for Brie specifically. Nikki's the worker of that family.
Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt.
Well, no.
You can see that from the extracurricular wrestling activities too. You can see what they've done since. I mean, I've spoken with them before, and you definitely get a vibe from Brie that she's like, I'm having a great time and I like my life. Whereas you get the vibe from Nikki that's like, I want to be the best at everything that I do.
Yeah. And you could go through the roster of the Hall of Fame, especially the celebrity wing, for God's sakes, and see a bunch of people.
Cindy fucking Lauper.
Hey, listen, let's take the celebrity wing. The majority of the people in there, the majority of them, did almost nothing outside of provide a temporary spike in interest. Do you think Donald Trump created a bunch of fans who then became wrestling fans? No. Bella Twins did that.
Yep.
They opened up wrestling to a segment of people who were underserved and welcomed them in.
Yeah.
And that brought people over from, because there, I know people who watch Total Divas and Total Bellas who
never, same.
Yeah, who then started watching wrestling
shows. A bunch of my friends from New York who only watched Total Divas, Total Bellas, all went to the Evolution pay-per-view. They are absolutely 100% locked to be in that Hall of Fame, and they deserve
it. They 100% moment. Deserve it.
Yeah.
Also, Cindy fucking Lauper.
Yeah, we're going to take a break so that my blood pressure can drop a little bit. And in the meantime, I encourage you to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via the links in our show notes. And we'll be back to talk about more wrestling news. This is Tights and also Fights.
Hey everyone, Mujan Zulfikari here with the cast of Mission to Zix.
Hello.
Our fourth season premieres on February 19th, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the show, we decided to ask one of our characters to give you a quick recap of what's happened so far, so say hi,
C-53! Hello, how may I be of service?
C, could you tell us what's happening in the Zix Quadrant leading up to Season 4?
Certainly. The evil Nerit Bundeloy, not to be confused with the non-evil Nerit Bundeloy of no relation, murdered his fellow counselors and crowned himself Emperor of the Galaxy. With the help of myself and the rest of the crew of the Bartarian Jade, Zima and I plucked Dexeternaut, the Emperor, and an ancient cosmic entity known as Bino into a chasm aboard the gigantic Planet Crusher Crusher, a machine built to crush planet crushers, which in turn were designed to crush planets. The resulting implosion created a vast celestial object with unknown powers. We are currently in search of our former rebel commander, Sisu Gundu, who may yet reunite our fractured galaxy. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, all clear to me. Mission to Zix, Season 4, debuts on February 19th on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelk.
Let's talk about NXT. They've got their takeover in Portland, where they're all going to ride bicycles and drink.
What are you taking over
coffee
in Portland? Because the takeovers always sound fun. Like, oh, we're fucking taking over the pay-per-view and we're taking over your fucking city. We're going to take over Voodoo Donuts? What are you taking over?
We're going to walk everywhere.
I want them to take over one of those strip clubs that only sells vegan food. Like, take over that.
It's called the Acropolis.
There we
it
go.
Is a pirate-themed strip club.
Take
and
over
it is fucking amazing.
Themed. There we go.
Sorry,
this is
it is a vegan pirate-themed strip club, and it's fucking amazing. I believe it's called the Acropolis. It's my favorite strip club
in
Portland.
It's on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania is pirate-themed.
Yeah.
Perfect. If this isn't where the Broserweights end up next week, I'm going to flip my shit.
You know what's great is that Julian thought that you were, or Hal thought that you were joking.
No,
it's a for real
place. I knew it was real. I know.
Oh, no,
I believe.
Okay, the Acropolis is the one with, that's the steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
That's the
it's
one
the
where
opposite.
It has really good steak.
Sure.
It's a good strip club. Let
one
me find it, because there is
I
a pirate.
My life was in a strip club.
Yeah, there is a pirate themed strip
is
club.
Is it called
vegan
Pirate's
strip
Booty?
Club. No, it
if
should
it's
be.
Not, can it be?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, let's all move to Portland and start a strip club called Pirate's
let's
Booty.
Let's do it.
Strip.
Julian, fire up the car.
Don't you guys miss when the takeovers were like NXT takeover scowl, NXT takeover mean muggin?
Now it's just NXT.
Casa Diablo, that's it. Casa
nice.
Diablo vegan
strip
club.
That doesn't make sense as a name. We're going to start one, and then we're going to put John Moxley and Santana up on the wall with their eye patches. I also like when they show their matchup on TV that they photoshopped an eye patch onto each of them.
That's
adorable.
Great.
Take that, pirates.
So gross.
Take that, pirate mania.
Before we talk about NXT. All the one-eyed willies wrestling each other on AEW, let's talk about NXT. We had Velveteen Dream cut a promo for the first time in months saying he would steal Roderick Strong's
fucking
family.
Finally. Fucking finally.
I'm enjoying the Undisputed Era slowly losing
decline.
Their power.
I think they might lose both their belts, their remaining belts this weekend, and I'm fine with it. I hate family storylines. I really hate family storylines. And I
feel
like.
Leave the family out of it unless they're also wrestlers.
Yeah, when Roddy was face and he was like, I'm doing this for Marina and Troy. And everyone was like, get fucked, Roddy.
Yeah, no
one likes face
that time,
Roddy.
That time when I can't even think of his name right now. I almost said his real name. that time when Nick Nemeth was like crying in front of his dad, or that time even when Samoa
the Miz's
Joe,
dad was
yeah,
at WrestleMania?
The Miz, yeah, and even that time when Samoa Joe was like coming for your kids.
Yeah,
like,
oh, he's talking about AJ's wife.
Yeah, which was funny for a second,
yeah,
but like it gets really old. Leave
I
them
just
out
hate
of it.
It. Plus, it makes it a really murky. None of us have words today, but it makes it really murky because it's like, who's the face and who's the heel in this? Because we all love Dream. We've all been waiting for Dream to come back. Dream's a face.
True.
But like going after Roddy, the heel's family, is a heel move.
That's a heel move.
And
the family has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, it puts sympathy with Roddy, and I hate face Roddy. I hate face Roddy.
I hate face Roddy.
So I don't know what to do with this. I'm really hoping that Marina and Troy are not in the audience.
Maybe
even though
heels.
I already know they're going to be in the audience. I'm pumped for the match. I think it's going to be a really, really, it's got all the potential in the world to be an absolutely amazing match.
Of course.
But I don't need the family angle.
There is a possibility for a wrinkle on Sunday. If Bianca Belair were to defeat Rhea Ripley, or if they were to have some sort of a non-finish because of Charlotte's interference, that match could become a triple threat. And when Charlotte showed up on NXT, I was immediately interested in seeing a triple threat match.
Yeah.
I know we talk about two ladies or two dudes.
Thank you.
Would you be okay with a triple threat in this case? If it's these
I'm
three performers.
I'm always okay with it.
But I mean,
don't
is it,
love it.
I know okay with it, but would you look at it and go, oh, this is, I'm very into it. Would you get,
no.
Is that something you'd get into?
No.
Well, hell.
Two dudes.
Nobody,
I would
just
think
me.
Also, like, if Bianca, if it becomes a triple threat with Bianca, it's definitely a takeover match.
Right.
And I don't mean that as an insult to Bianca, but I think once you have two NXT superstars and a Charlotte, it's a takeover match. Because Bianca, as fucking great as she has been and as over as she has been, I don't know if she elevates it to WrestleMania.
There's a few main roster people who they, like Finn, NXT all the way. He needs it. That is a perfect fit for him.
Yep.
Charlotte does not need to be on NXT, and the show does not need her if all it does is take away time from other women on that show. She is a main eventer. She is over as shit. She does not need to be taking up air on NXT.
If she's there to elevate Rhea, then fine. And as long as it's a limited program and Rhea beats her, I am 100% on board. If she's just fucking with it all, I don't like it. I do like the idea of three big strong girls because they are three big strong girls. But that makes it a takeover match to me at that point because I just think I love WrestleMania matches to be one-on-one, especially when it's for titles. I think that really hurt the women's main event last year of the Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. Like, it should have been two people. Like, having three people made it messy. That's what hurt the timing, I think.
If they want to do that, then do a fucking Daniel Bryan thing where you have someone fight earlier and then they make him have to fight again later.
Yeah.
If you really want to do it that way.
Yeah. Well, speaking of women's divisions... It was a shakeup at AEW.
I'm so happy.
As Nyla Rose finally takes the AEW women's title off of Riho after Riho agreed, after seeing her shadow, that she would appear. More recently, I know it's not her fault. I know it's not a Brock thing, but it was a really dumb booking decision for that reason.
Hey, you should probably check out someone's schedule and availability before you put a belt on them.
Yeah, this was the, and it feels like now this is the win that should have happened on the first Dynamite. That it should have been Nyla Rose all along. So now she is the face of the champion. She's the face of the division. She's the unbeatable monster heel, as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
And hell of a worker. Is there a baby face right now? Who has been visit because now her job becomes to help build baby faces.
Right.
There's nobody right now that you really want to see chase.
I mean, it was Chris Statlander. I would feel like could slide into that match. Hikaru Shida could slot into that match. But they still have all this work to do building their women's, which is fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
They've built two killer heels, and I will sing Britt Baker's praises later.
Yes.
Because like, look who came out to show us what she can do.
Showed up and showed out.
Yeah, yes. We'll get to
Guess
that.
Guess who doesn't just touch people's mouths?
Guess who kicks them?
Oh my God.
But yeah, they've done a really good job of creating two heels, but then they're, yeah, you're right. They're, that's because we don't see enough women's matches.
Well, and I'm wondering, I'm personally hoping, since we didn't get enough Riho, maybe that was part of the like something that kept that division stagnant, because you don't have a title to chase. You don't have someone to chase. And so it's just kind of like bringing people in and whatever. Now that we have Nyla, who is huge, who is a beast, we're going to have her all the time. We're going to have the title on there all the time. This is a perfect time to really start building that division up, because you have something to chase.
Yeah. Now that we've seen Brandy is going to back away from the Nightmare Collective, which I think is the correct decision. Mm-hmm. And I love that they've responded to that criticism so quickly and just said, you know what, this isn't working. Let's kill it. Let's do something new.
Yeah, my thing was kind of like, you keep her like, again, we don't have words today, but you keep her like, what's her name on Lucha Underground. And that's what I was excited for, because she would just come out, be creepy, lick stuff, and then go away. It didn't become like...
Also, I don't think it was a natural fit for her. I think Brandy is like a badass... I mean, she's very much a Stephanie McMahon.
She's
That's
a badass
she
business
is.
Lady.
She is a business lady. Yeah. She has degrees in it.
There's no, I look, I know that there's athletic goths. I've never seen business goth.
Give me business goth. It just didn't feel like a natural fit. I felt like she was very much playing a role rather than doing what we all know is so great in wrestling when you just turn yourself up by X percent. Oh, like, I never loved it, but I will give them full credit for knowing when to cut a loss.
And also
something else.
Trying something new.
Yeah.
Like, I will always give credit. I'm always like, take risks. And if it doesn't work, just know when to fucking pull
but
the emergency
now
shoot.
Now is the time that they, it's like now or never with that women's division. Seriously.
And,
like,
and it's,
what the fuck is going on?
Like, again, you've got a great champion. You've got stuff to chase. Like, start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A ton of great stories. The Paige and Omega story continues to be interesting as he descends into preferring alcohol over spending time with anybody else. Like, it's a very mature.
Yeah.
It's both mature and a very special episode of Growing Pains.
I feel like the very sober rest of the Elite have decided it's time to tell this story.
Which is very funny, because like in another company there might be like, oh, you're in the ring and now we're going to have you do therapy in the ring. And now we know there'll probably be some kind of like being the Elite intervention or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much looking forward to Matt and Nick sitting down on either side of him on a curbside and being like, hey, bud, you want to talk about this? Like, we have fun and we don't drink. So let's think about all the fun things we could do without drinking. And then they all look at the camera and do a double thumbs up. And then he's just not drunk anymore.
Yeah, and then you see them on roller coasters and just like living life, man.
Yeah.
Skipping down the boardwalk
together.
Sober
is
super.
Sure.
Like, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful.
So,
but it's fun while it lasts.
Dustin Rhodes is making his way through the Inner Circle as his brother Cody is elsewhere occupied. Cody did not show up on programming, which it makes sense after that belt lashing, which, again, the more I think about it, is maybe the greatest segment of televised wrestling I've ever watched.
Oh, you are such a fucking mark for him.
You love him.
It's
he's
so,
your
but honestly.
It's your boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The entire roster made that work. And that's a pleasure to see. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Which is why it makes me so angry that they cannot figure out a women's story.
It makes it.
Guys, we broke Lindsay. We've got our singer.
This is when you know I've lost my mind.
Yes. I've been working on you for years, Kel.
I just don't understand it.
MJF did show up. He beat Jungle Boy.
I love me some Jungle Boy.
Jungle Boy looked amazing. We did get a lot of tweets asking us what we thought.
I mean, what a long torso. That was my first thought. What a long and beautifully defined torso. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to know what he's using on his hair, because it always looks spectacular.
I think it's the new Diva Curl. I think that's got to be Diva Curl.
There's been a lot of backlash against Diva Curl lately, but we'll get into that.
We'll talk about that.
It's been, like people are losing their hair.
Diva Curl scandal.
Yeah, yeah, getting sick.
I mean, is he co-washing? I've got to know what
he's
doing.
No, he's definitely co-washing. It could be Aussie Moisture, because Aussie Moisture is really good for curls.
I know someone who uses Diva Curl, and now her hair does not curl at all. It has just gone straight.
That's crazy.
So she had to stop.
So I've never had that happen to me, but...
It's been very polarizing on the internet. So it's been people who are like, I will live and die by my Diva Curl. And other
well, they've,
who
changed
are like, they've
changed formulas.
Well,
yeah, that formula. Well, there are tons of chemicals in it. Yeah.
Well, because that was the whole thing about it. Was that it got rid of sulfates, and that was supposed to be why it was good for curls.
Yeah.
But you also,
that's a problem. But I would love to know what he's doing with his hair. I would love to know what he's doing with his beautiful face. I love that boy. I can't wait to see him come into his own, which I feel like is a matter of time, because I think he is a star.
He is a star. I do. It's going to make me sad when they break up, but I want it to be one of those things where it's like they're still always buddies, even if they're not working together, you know?
And I love that they're transitioning slowly into...
Yeah, they're like Wu-Tang.
He's also for the children.
He is for the children.
He is for the children.
He's being transitioned into, like, Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Like, they're always mentioning his name now, and it's like, oh, okay, this is right. This is smart. I feel it. But I love him. I was
can't be a jungle boy forever. At some point, you got to be a jungle man.
That's right. And I will be here waiting.
Maybe a jungle king.
Maybe a jungle king.
He could be my jungle king.
Swing on the vines. Mm-hmm. Use the knife to cut the alligators as you swim in front of them. And then find the racially insensitive guy dancing around the pot of water at the end.
Yay. I do just want to say in that match with Dustin, he looked sharp.
He's still...
I'm like, I don't want you throwing me around because you look like you were going to kill that kid.
Ageless wonder.
He is incredible.
What is... Like...
And he's lost all that weight.
And did he get his knees replaced? Because he's got the knees of a much younger man.
Just the sharp twists and the slams, and I'm just like, oh my God, he is like on a knife's edge.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. I just genuinely, by the end of the match, I was like stood up being like, kill him, kill him, kill Jack Maga, kill him. Like, I was so excited. I don't know if he's gonna win the match, but I am like, holy shit, yes, I want to see you fucking kill that guy.
Absolutely.
I was so sold on that match. I love Dustin so much. Like, oof, love him.
I continue to hate this eye patch storyline. I don't like people's
it's
eyes.
Silly.
I had to watch Santana get his eye poked out with
a
key.
I just struggle with storylines now where you know it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I know he didn't poke his eye out with a key.
I know, but then the tooth getting lost last week.
Yeah, well, that was
it's
great.
Too much. I can't take it. I can't.
I can't.
I cannot. Jeff Cobb made his debut.
He did.
As Jericho's hired assassin.
Because you can't join AEW now without joining a team.
Yeah, give me the scouting report on Cobb.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Danielle, you don't remember him being Monster Matanza?
Yeah.
Back in the Dizzy?
That was, that was
his
thing.
Oh, he's Matanza?
Yeah, he's Matanza.
Oh, okay. Then I'm fine.
That's why we were like, he's Matanza.
Yeah, and he's been on the indies for a while. Like,
he's earned
in
it.
Some great shape.
He looks really good.
Yeah.
He looks really good. It was, he was all like dark Mexican Jason. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so we couldn't really see like how built he was. But he's pretty built.
Yeah.
SmackDown, Bayley's going to take on Carmella in a title match.
Yes, she
is happening. Later this day as we're recording, so tomorrow it will
to
have happened.
I always work together because I know they're best friends. So I'm always like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, that is fun.
Bay-Mella.
I forgot that they were that close with one another.
Bay-Mella.
Yeah, after when they split up or when Sasha moved up to the main roster, then Carmella got... Yeah.
I remember like all the NXT, when they did the NXT documentary, they were hanging out all the time.
Tom and Leah.
Yeah, it's very
cute. Adorable.
It's beautiful.
I'm always happy for Carmella to get more shine. I think that she has... really elevated her work in the ring. You can see it. You can see that she works harder. Yeah, she's not like the top tier, but you can see that she is working to get better. She's not resting on the fact that she can be on the mic, and she's not resting on the fact that she's pretty and can dance. Mm-hmm. And so that...
I mean, that moonwalk is 75% there at best.
It's getting better.
It's been a while.
Like, what else is she doing but practicing moonwalking?
I think she's practicing wrestling. I do.
I hope so.
And I just wish that they would let her be funnier whatever.
Before we wrap out of this, Daniel Bryan last week faced Heath Slater, and we saw a different side since his match, that awesome strap match against The Fiend.
Strap,
he came out of it changed.
Yeah.
He came out of it a changed man.
He did.
What's next? What is next for him? Do you think
more straps?
More straps?
Just more straps.
Strap it.
Strapping it up.
Strap it on. Real good.
He's the strap on king.
He's the strap on king.
I'll accept it. If you've got any thoughts on what we've talked about, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and our new social network, Straps. Links to those are in our show notes.
Strap.
We'll be back after this with some things from the wrestling world that you should know about. This is Tights and Also Fights.
Hey, I'm Jared Hill, co-host of the brand new Maximum Fun podcast, Fan Time.
And I'm Travelle Anderson. I'm the other more fabulous co-host. And the reason you really should be tuning in.
I feel the nausea rising.
To be Fan Time is to be a big fan of something, but also have some challenging or anti feelings toward it.
Kind of like Kanye.
We're all fans of Kanye. He's a musical genius, but like, you know.
He thinks slavery is a choice.
Or like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I love the drama, but do I want to see black women fighting each other on screen?
To the nah. We're tackling all of those complex and complicated conversations about the people, places, and things that we love.
Even though they may not love us back.
Fanti, Maximum Fun, podcast.
Ew.
Dice and Bites, podcast. Dice and
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Loveland, and I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelk.
This week, we're ending the show by sharing some of the joy of wrestling with you. This is the three count. Danielle?
As I have spoken about, Faye Jackson is doing the Grey Sweatpants Battle Royale. I'm sure all of you can figure out why they have to be Grey Sweatpants. It's because it's the way that you can see that dick.
If you need a reference, just go Google any photo of Jon Hamm.
Just any photo of Jon Hamm.
If you need a non-wrestling reference.
In Grey Sweatpants.
To prove this.
Something dope that's happening. Apparently she is donating... her proceeds or something are going to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, amazing.
Dropkick Depression, which is a nonprofit org created to help and spread mental health awareness through professional wrestling events. They have designed a pair of gray sweatpants specifically for this event.
Nice.
And if you buy them, some of the profits will be donated to Planned Parenthood.
Googling it right now.
Planned Parenthood donation.
Amazing.
It's... way to turn my horns into goods. It's pretty great.
They look like nice sweatpants. They have a cuff on there.
And we will put links in the show notes so that you know where to go to support this cause and maybe see some dick outlines.
Yeah!
Lindsay?
Get that dick.
I don't have any dick outlines.
Well, then I'll go.
I didn't see Finn this week, so there's no dick outlines. Three things I want to give a shout out to this week. Firstly, being Britt Baker, dear officer, I need to report a murder. Dr. Britt Baker has just murdered the city of Austin.
I'm seeing a lot of confusion in these chubby Whataburger faces, so let me provide some clarification for you.
Well, that's sacrilegious.
I am a role model. I have 3 degrees, 2 plan A's, and I was the first woman signed to All Elite Wrestling. I know. This is my division. I am the women's division. And what I did last week was a statement.
That was beautiful. My friend once told me when I was in Austin, I had to go to Whataburger, and I was like Googling Whataburger because I'm like, what's a Whataburger? I'm like, because I am not from here. I like Charlotte. Wait, do not go here.
How do you say what?
Whataburger. I would say what a burger.
Yeah.
And in Texas, they were like, Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger.
Like, yeah, Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger. So I was like, oh, Whataburger. It sounds delicious.
I was like, what's a, is that like when you can, when they vaporize food so you can just like inhale
burger
them?
Juice.
It's just very few words that are still a problem. Water is one. I routinely have to pronounce it differently.
Look, we've got worse accents here. Like, it's not. You could say water.
Whataburger.
Water.
Are those people that pronounce bagel bagel?
No, that's just wrong. But I loved her direct Whataburger insult. That was magical. Apologies to everyone from the state of Texas, but figure it out. And then I also wanted to give a shout out to my sweet, sweet beloved boys, the Broserweights, and their vignettes on NXT this week, just loved.
So that plane's actually for us.
Yeah, it's for us. The three of us are going to fly to Portland on it. We're going to fly private, bro.
And how exactly did you pull that off?
I know a guy. Now let's get these boots into the boot.
First of all, don't ever do that accent again. Second, why are we the ones that are putting it in the boot?
Because, Pete, we don't want some luggage chuckers breaking our best bud here. Come on, Team Broserweight, bro. Let's go.
Hey, you get up in the boot and you pull, I push, okay?
Only if you stop saying the boot in that voice. Matt, what are you doing? Whose plane is this? Bro, we're going to Portland!
I will say, Jeff was really mad about it, and he was like, well, we don't need this shit, it's not Raw, I don't want to see this. I'm like, I understand where you're coming from with that, but I will watch these two in a buddy cop movie anytime. I loved it so much. But yeah, Britt Baker and the Rosa Waits for me. All the bees this week.
Nice.
Give them bees.
I'm going to give you another pair of bees, Brie Bella. I encourage you to go to the vault and check out her 2014 program with Stephanie McMahon, culminating in a match at SummerSlam where Nikki turned on Brie. That part of it was not as great.
I wish you died in the womb!
As far as I'm concerned, I have no sister. I wish you died in the womb!
It was so good.
But everything leading up to it was a great program and a reminder of how involved they were in storylines that weren't about, look at our boobies, but also our buttholes.
That story should have been so much better.
Julian?
No, it's not her fault. It's just
it's
the
problem. It's not her fault. It got cut off at the legs.
Yeah, like I said, it died after that.
Because they just decided they really wanted to bring in the new NXT blood, which I get, but I don't think it
needed to sacrifice.
Yeah, so
they just had them forgive each other and become buddies.
It was a very good match. The other ladies didn't come in, I don't think, until 2015.
We just ended up with that really awkward place when then Brie had to be Nikki's slave, and it was just really weird.
Yes.
And then it was all building to a Nikki versus Brie program that kind of just...
That part was bad. But, all Hall of Famers have bad storylines.
Stephanie's storyline was great, and it gave us I Hope You Die in the Womb, which I thought was so weird, because, did that mean you wanted to,
absorb her?
Yeah, you wanted to, eat your sister.
I wish I had
womb?
Eaten you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still time. Biting's all the rage.
You're the weak twin.
Shayna Baszler, the Hannibal Lecter of wrestling.
B is for Becky.
I'm Brie.
Oh, no.
We stumbled on a giant conspiracy, you guys.
We did it.
That's who Shayna's going to eat next. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Listen.
Watch out, Bianca Bella.
You wrestling fans know that I will be at PensaCon next weekend. That is February 27th.
How muggy is it over there?
28th, 29th, and March 1st.
I'm going to look it up.
It's going to be lovely there. It's actually very nice. It's very pleasant
there.
Are
you going to see any of your pals? Any of your wrestle pals?
I'm going to make a new wrestle pal, which is Booker T.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good
I will be
wrestle
moderating
pal.
Booker T. I was supposed to moderate a DDP Q&A as well, but that is not happening. I will be talking with Gangrel.
You can ask him about being a vampire.
Oh, is he? I hadn't noticed.
I understand he's a vampire. Show him the Shayna clip.
If you have questions for those, Julian's going to start a thread on Facebook for each of those. If you have questions
for
any of them, the last weekend in February into March 1st.
Okay.
The weather will be okay.
No, it's looking good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm checking.
Thanks, Grandma.
I care about you.
I appreciate it. Also, listen to We Got This with Mark and Hal. Listen to Good Morning Night Vale. Book me on Cameo. The Philadelphia Inquirer, my hometown paper, had an article published recently about Philadelphia area celebrities that are worth booking on Cameo.
Were you in the...
I am in the article.
Amazing.
In the honorable mentions section. Last. But
yeah, you are. First and last, baby.
I still almost teared up at the idea of being mentioned as a Philadelphia area celebrity in my hometown paper.
That's pretty dope.
I don't think that's the zenith of my career, but it is definitely
a peak.
You should
celebrate. Don Doncaster refuses to claim me.
Yeah. So you can book me
Do
on
we
Cameo.
Have to go full Donnie on them?
We might have to go full Donnie
full
on Donnie.
Full Donnie on Donnie.
We've got one of One Direction. We need no one else.
Is there anything else you want to plug?
We've got to bring some bats.
Doncaster won't let you.
I will not plug Doncaster. I'll tell you that for nothing. And it's the one of One Direction. It's Louis. I'm like, who cares about Louis, Doncaster?
Oh my God. His newest single was trash.
Terrible.
He's like the worst singer.
He dealt with the BBC breakfast situation very poorly.
Wow.
Come for the wrestling, stay for my thoughts on former members of One Direction. Please buy my books, that would be lovely.
Yes.
And I'm also on Cameo, but no one cares. I will not be featured in any Cameo recaps.
You don't know.
I have 5-star reviews, people. I'm on the internet. Come say hi.
Danielle?
Yeah, you can find me at Danielle Radford on Twitter. You can find me on Screen Junkies, where I am at least 3 days a week. Watch the Honest trailers. I help write some of them. If I wind up doing cameos, it's only to break up with people for you guys. Like, the only reason for me to join Cameo is if you want me to break up with someone or if you want to tell someone that you've been cheating on them. Those are the only ones that I will do.
Working on your thesis.
I'm probably not going to join Cameo. But if I get enough tweets saying, I want your help to break up with him, you'll then I will join Cameo.
Yeah. All right.
And it will be very cheap because I just want to help you break up with people. Also, today is my 6-year anniversary of living in LA.
Congratulations.
Happy LA anniversary.
Yeah. You guys can't get rid of me now. I'm fucking in your blood.
Never. You're here now. You know who else is here is our producer who's back in his production safe space. That's Julian Burrell. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And what was the one I made up?
Strap.
Links to all of those are in our show notes, so strap up and join in. If you love what we do, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all your friends. And thank you so much to the Maximum Fun members who make this show possible. Buy our t-shirt. Please wear us on your belly and tell people about us.
No, and please, if you buy a shirt, please tag us on stuff because we totally want to see it. And I'll be posted on the Instas.
I have a shirt en route.
Like a Tights and Fights Care Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Care Bear Stare.
Yeah, do the Care Bear Stare together. A bunch of Tights and Fights logos will shoot into the sky. And we'll all feel better.
If enough of us do it at the same time, that will definitely happen.
If enough of us
I don't have an exact number of how many it will need to be, so everyone will need to try.
Let's just
until
make it a
happens.
Running tally. We'll know when we hit it.
We know when I am Eiffel Towered. That is when we hit it. Oh, I don't know if you were here for that episode. You missed a lot, Hal.
I really did.
Yeah, you should have been here. Anyway.
We wiled out while you were gone.
I just realized that means you won't be here on the 28th either.
I haven't heard that term in a long time. Well, that drove me away. I have to think about that. The ladies will be back next week. I'm taking the week off. Because my brain just got Eiffel Towered by the two of them. We'll be back next week to talk about even more. You guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.